T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You got Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 of the Ticket. All right, so the Warriors won. They are on to the conference finals. They have a chance to win their, fourth championship in 5 years, their third in a row. And the question now becomes where they rank in terms of the dynastic teams that we have watched. Now, they haven't done it yet, so we probably should hold off just a little bit, but how do you define dynasty? I mean, that's always the start.
There are idiots. I know a few idiots, Rob Parker, who doesn't think like the Patriots were dynasty because they went 10 years without winning a championship, which is the stupidest thing in the world.
Can you make a sound for an eye roll? That's my sound for an eye roll.
I know.
Whatever. The Patriots are
right.
The Patriots are maybe the biggest dynasty of my lifetime because I didn't live through the Celtics dynasty.
Right.
The Patriots have been good for 20 years.
Right.
Sorry.
I mean, how many championships do you have to win? I don't know. Everybody has their own
counts.
Rules.
I think six is
yeah,
good.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Look, the Lakers, when they won three in a row, I mean, the 80s were the Lakers and the Celtics, so you could call them dynasties to a certain extent.
Right, but they traded back and forth, and the Sixers popped in
but
there.
But if you're still in the finals every once in a while, you're still really good. So, But the Bulls, I mean, granted, they had the 2 years when Jordan didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
Where they didn't win, but I mean, 6 out of 8, right?
Yeah.
That's a dynasty.
That's a dynasty, yeah.
I think you've got to have 3 titles. As,
yes.
As the core group has to have 3, and that eliminates the Pistons from 89-90.
I would agree with that.
I don't think they count as a dynasty. I don't think they were a dynasty. They were the other team that happened to get a few. It would almost be like the Rockets getting 1 or 2 right now.
Right. I mean, the Red Wings were a dynasty.
Yes.
Absolutely. From 95 until 2009, when they lost in Game 7 to the Penguins, you know, they were dynasty. Absolutely, they were dynasty. They were one of the premier franchises in the sport for a long period of time. The Warriors, I mean, they're a dynasty because they've won multiple championships. But I feel like if it all ends this year, like let's say at the end of the season, Durant walks away, Klay Thompson walks away, and they go back to being a good Western Conference team who maybe doesn't get back to the NBA Finals, is it a dynasty or is it like a burst, right? I mean, like the Shaq, Kobe, Lakers, would you call that a dynasty? Kobe got back to the finals without Shaq, but that felt almost different. Like it felt like 2 different eras of the Lakers.
Yeah, because they went from, I'm looking here now, they went from 2003 to 2009, and then they won back to back, 2009, 2010, back to back. So they went 3 in a row, 2000, 2001, 2002, and then they...
Didn't they fail to make the playoffs in a couple of those years? Like when Rudy Tomjanovich was the coach, or they lost in the first round or something?
I'm just looking at NBA champions here.
Yeah.
So,
well, they won 3 in a row, though, right?
Yes.
So to me, that's a...
So 3 in a row is a dynasty.
I think so, yeah. To me, that's the line. 3 is special.
Well, do you call it the Spurs?
Like the Houston Rockets in the non-Jordan years. They were a good champion. I loved Olajuwon, but they're not a dynasty.
Right.
You know, there's a difference between, to me, that's the line.
Now, where did the Spurs come involved?
They're a dynasty.
Okay.
They're like the Red Wings.
They won their first title in 99, and they won their most recent title in
They went 99, 2003, 2005, 2007, and then 2014.
I think that's a dynasty.
I agree.
See, I almost feel like 3 in a row. Well, an unbelievable accomplishment. Don't get me wrong, but it's like you have this burst where you get really good. Dynasty to me is like length of time too. I feel like it has to be over. I know this sounds really stupid. It's almost like 3 championships in 10 years is more dynastic than 3 championships in 3 years. You know what I mean?
Really, I see what you're saying,
but then stupid.
I think an important element is losing in the championship round when you didn't win it. You won it 3 times, and then you also lost in a championship round once in that little time frame.
True.
Spurs did it. Patriots have done it. Red Wings did it.
Right.
Warriors have done it.
Yep.
I mean, to me, as long as Steph and Draymond are there, I almost feel like they're going to be right there no matter what.
Well, it kind of depends on what happens in the West, in the rest of the conference.
Correct.
Too. You know, I mean, the conference.
You have tons of free agents, and who knows where they're going to end up.
Well, I was talking to my nephew yesterday. I mean, there's going to be some change now, like significant change, but somehow, some way, somebody else is going to end up with the Warriors as their third player, no matter what. I mean, you could make an argument right now that some sort of sign and trade could happen with Anthony Davis. With them.
I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that Durant's leaving.
No,
I don't believe that.
And if he does, it wouldn't surprise me, wouldn't stun me if Kawhi went there.
To Golden State?
Why would that surprise you?
Because I don't know that, I don't know what their financial situation is exactly, but it seems like Kawhi's going to want to sign a long-term contract. He's not going to do the Durant one and out thing, which I don't know why. I think it's a really smart move because basically give yourself flexibility every single year. You give yourself control over your situation. But Kawhi seems like the kind of guy to me is going to sign like a 5-year mega deal, not a 1-year with a player option. I'm not sure the Warriors can do that if they want to keep. See, the Warriors are in a position which is really positive, but also can have a bit of a downside, is that the ownership wants to be loyal to the guys who've gotten them there.
Right.
So they're going to make it a priority to get Klay back. They're going to make it a priority to make sure Draymond's happy before they worry about a guy like Kawhi Leonard, I think.
So if they lose Klay and KD and don't really replace him with a third superstar, they could the next year, though, maybe, in somehow, some way. You know, like the Patriots, their template, or the Spurs, they did have years where they slid back to being a conference semifinalist. True. Remember when the Brady's Patriots went out to Denver in like 06 and lost to Jake Plummer?
Yeah.
You know, you forget about things like that.
I have a dynasty question because there were two different teams kind of, but Miami Heat, would you consider them a dynasty? They won 3 titles and lost in the finals twice between 2006 and 2014.
But you're throwing their 2006 title in.
Right.
That was a totally different team except for Wade.
Well, right.
So,
it starts with LeBron. It's the LeBron era, and they only got 2.
Yeah.
Correct.
Got to get 3. So as long as you're talking about dynasties, we're not going to define it. You can define it however you want. Govs thinks you have to win at least 3. I agree with that. I think it has to be over a significant period of time. You can agree or disagree with that. However you want to define dynasties, define it any way you wish. What is your all-time favorite dynasty? Okay. And it can be in any sport. It can be any length of time. It can be how you define it. 248-539. And it can't be the ABC television show with John Forsythe. That was a great show. What is your all-time favorite dynasty? 248-539-9797. And if it's a personal thing, Stoney, that's fine too. If it's like you're, you know, a local, I mean, the Red Wing dynasty is a perfectly good example.
Well, that would be my favorite.
Because it's most personally enjoyable.
Yes, personal, knowing the participants.
Yeah.
And seeing the joy it brought.
And the pain.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I think one of the coolest parts about the Red Wing dynasty is how hard it was to get to the championship and how many setbacks there were going back to like the late 80s, you know, I mean, to Goose Loonies and everything. Like the Rangers, when they finally got their drought over, they won once and then that was it. And now the drought is back on again. What, 25 years and counting for the Rangers to win a Stanley Cup.
Honestly, like the Yankees, definitely not a favorite team of mine.
I did enjoy those teams, though. I got to say.
The Celtics were not exactly a favorite team of mine. The Bulls were not a favorite. You know, I like the Patriots, so that might be right up there.
Really?
The New England
Patriots. Even though they're known cheaters?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, because I don't really have one besides the Red Wings. But I would say right now, you know who I really like as a dynasty because I like the way they played? Your 49ers. I mean, they were a dynasty. They were Montana, Steve Young. They were fun. They did some cool stuff.
Yeah.
West Coast offense at that time was ahead of its time.
Right.
I like them. And I also, say what you want, because there are certain teams, you know, like the Cowboys, I hated, but, you know, they're a dynasty. To me, just me, there are certain teams I don't understand how people can hate. Like the Steelers, unless you're a Browns fan, like the Steelers, the Steelers are a great dynasty.
Yeah,
well, over decades too.
Yeah, you know that is a true dynasty because when you think about the root of the term dynasty, you think about what like royalty or business tycoons, and so then it's passed on from generation to generation. So the Steelers, it is kind of like when I was a kid, they had Bradshaw and Franco Harris. And then as I got older, they morphed into different teams and still won. And now they're the Mike Tomlin, Ben Roethlisberger Steelers, and they're always pretty good. So I think that's a really good answer. What about the Edmonton Oilers?
Yeah, or the Islanders were short, but they won four.
You win four championships, that's definitely a dynasty. The thing about the Oilers that I always admired was that they traded Gretzky.
And they still won.
And then won. That was...
With Peter Klima.
That was unbelievable.
I mean, mine was the Islanders. I mean, we're getting almost outdated here a little bit for a lot of people. But
what are you, 40 years? What are you talking about?
They were so... I mean, they made me like hockey.
Yeah.
They were the bad boys on ice.
It was kind of like...
Billy Smith was such a Bill Laimbeer. I swear to God, I think Bill Laimbeer probably studied Billy Smith, and that's why he was the way he was.
Billy Smith didn't shake. He's the only guy that never participated in handshake lines. I know occasionally Chelios as well, but Billy Smith
and
never.
And James Harden. James Harden doesn't either.
Yeah, I noticed that on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.